Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we kind of try to help you understand the things your kids are learning about these. Well, let's start with something a little more on the positive side, you know, to ease into things. There's a story about this bookstore, Octavia's Bookshelf. It's a Black-owned bookstore, and it was having some financial troubles, but the community really stepped up to help out.
Yeah, it's a really great story, but it's actually more than just a feel-good story. You know, it kind of gets into like why people get behind a cause. You know, there's this sense of shared identity and this desire to keep something that's meaningful to them going. And then when the wildfires hit, the owner actually turned the bookstore into like a relief center for the same people who helped save the bookstore.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So it's like a real example of how helping each other can create this cycle where everyone benefits.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, you could even talk about this with your kids, you know, about how communities can be resilient and how even small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
Definitely. But speaking of impact, there's also a story about the Civil War in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah, that one's a bit heavier for sure. It's been going on for a long time, and it's gotten even worse recently. The rebels, they captured Goma, which is this really important city in the east, and it's created a huge humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, that's definitely something that's important for kids to learn about, but it's probably gonna be a tough conversation.
It might be, you know, it's you got to provide some context, I think, help kids understand, you know, how this conflict even started. It goes back decades, you know. And then there's the role of Rwanda, which is a neighboring country.
It's also a chance to talk about how war affects people. Like, hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced. The hospitals are overwhelmed, and aid programs are being disrupted. It's pretty devastating.
It is. You know, maybe you could talk about the role of international organizations and how important diplomacy is, you know, trying to prevent these things from happening.
Right. Yeah. Well, moving on from global conflict, there's also a story about the H-1B visa program here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. That one's interesting. It's basically this program that allows companies to hire people from other countries for, you know, specialized jobs.
Right. And I think it's important to, you know, make sure kids understand what that means. It's about getting people with specific skills that we might not have enough of here.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really interesting about this story is that there's this like disagreement even within the Trump administration. You've got Elon Musk, who's, you know, a big name in tech, and he's an advisor to Trump, and he's all for the program. But then you've got people like Steve Bannon, who wanted to get rid of it completely.
So it's kind of like a real life example of a tough decision, right?
Yeah.
Like, on one hand, it could help the economy and bring in people with you know, valuable skills, but on the other hand, there's the worry that it could take jobs away from Americans.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation.
Definitely. It's maybe this could be a starting point for talking about immigration, you know, and how the world is so connected now, and how we balance our own interests with the need for global talent.
You know, speaking of things that are a lot to think about, there's also a story about teenagers using those AI chatbots, like ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah. That's one that's definitely on a lot of parents' minds.
For sure. There was this this poll by Pew Research, and it showed that the number of teenagers using ChatGPT for their homework has, like, doubled in just a year.
Wow, that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, it is. And what's interesting is that the story looks at how teens are actually using it. It's not just about, like, cheating outright. They seem more comfortable using it for research, but they're less comfortable using it for things like writing essays or solving math problems.
So it's not as black and white as you might think.
No, it's not. But it does raise some ethical questions, you know?
Definitely. It's something we're all going to have to figure out as these AI things become more common.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, before we get too deep into AI ethics, let's switch gears to something a little less futuristic.
Okay, yeah. There's the story about researchers using lasers to uncover tattoos on ancient mummies in Peru.
Oh, wow. That's That's pretty cool.
It is.
It's amazing what they can do with technology these days.
I know, right?
So what kind of tattoos are we talking about?
They're from the Shanxi people. They lived around 1250 CE. And the tattoos are, they're really intricate, really well done. It shows, you know, how skilled those artists were.
Yeah, it's incredible to think about, you know,
like
how they created these beautiful works of art so long ago.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing. And it's not just about the tattoos themselves, you know. It's about how this technology, these lasers, are helping us learn more about ancient cultures and how they lived and what they believed in and all that.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like a window into the past.
It is.
It's pretty amazing.
It is, yeah, and it kind of makes you realize, you know, like, these ancient cultures were actually really advanced, and we can still learn from them today.
Right, yeah. Well, I think that's a pretty good place to leave it for today.
Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It was fun.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.
And keep reading the juice.
Right, and keep reading the juice.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.